a massive asynchronous book club on Twitter. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. If you're on Twitter, Jeff Howe wants you to read a book this summer. He's organizing the One Book, One Twitter project, an effort to get as many Twitter users as possible to read the same book at the same time. Users will be voting over the next couple of weeks to select the book. Among the candidates, The God of Small Things, Song of Solomon, Slaughterhouse-Five, Catcher in the Rye, and 10 Years of Solitude. I asked Howe where the idea for One Book, One Twitter came from.
I was flying from Reno back to Boston and reading about One Book, One Chicago, which was a program they call Big Reads or Big City Reads. And the whole idea is to get everyone reading a single book. And I thought, well, this is wonderful, but why be constrained in this day and age to geography? Well, why don't we try and get everyone on Twitter to read a single book?
Other than being just kind of a cool idea on the face of it, what do you hope to accomplish by having a whole bunch of people read the same book at one time across the internet?
Awesomeness. I really just think it's a wonderful idea and lots of fun and a great thing to do over the summer. I really am just hoping that people have a lot of fun reading a good book.
So how will this work exactly? Tell me about how the book will be selected and then what happens after the book is selected.
People will vote for the next 2 weeks. And then after that, we will read whatever the winner is. And I think what we'll do is we'll sort of have a schedule. Maybe it'll be one chapter per week. But that too, I'm going to throw open to the crowd and see how people want to do it. But I'm hoping that we can all read roughly along the same schedule, so we'll be talking about the same stuff.
Twitter seems like kind of an inadequate forum to discuss fine literature.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think it is. There are a bunch of book clubs on Twitter already. And I've been tuning into them, and they seem to work really well, and people really like them. I don't think there's any reason, as anyone who reads, many tweets knows, there's no problem being eloquent and insightful and trenchant in 140 characters. The one thing I don't want to be is too programmatic, or too formalized with this. The beautiful thing about the big reads is that, that they aren't that structured, that the idea is that you just hope that enough people are reading the same book that people can turn to each other in a subway car and say, wow, can you believe that, what happened with Boo Radley and To Kill a Mockingbird, and have the person know, because everyone is, in fact, reading To Kill a Mockingbird. So it's really the spontaneous conversations that I'm hoping to inspire.
It's just like a massive book club, basically.
A massive asynchronous book club. A book club is something that meets once a month. The idea is that this really exploits, the beauty of virtual networks, where you can just pop on any time and jump into the conversation.
Jeff Howe is leading the One Book, One Twitter project. You can find more at wired.com. The hashtag on Twitter is 1B1T. That's numeral 1. B as in book, numeral 1, T as in Twitter. You can also find a link at futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.